question. No question. I've noticed. I forgot to bring my glasses. So I don't see you properly. And I don't know who you are.
We've all changed.
Okay. Simple question. You don't have any question, right? And you know my question, right? No. I have a very simple question for you to think about. Seriously, because this is something that you should find the answer deep down in your heart, not here and here. Don't let it come from here and go out from here. It's a very simple question. I have a limited energy. Therefore, I have to think about which way to spend it. Okay. My question is, which one should I do? The question is very simple. I could try to correct, improve, or change the judgment of the people towards me. To look at me and think I'm a better person. This one, you understand what it is. This is something that everybody is doing, isn't it? Trying to correct the judgment of the others. The other one is try to improve myself. Which one should I do? Which one is practical? Which one will bring a better solution? In the first one, I don't improve myself. Yes, I improve my situation, my position, my place in social activities. And the second one, I improve myself. Please think about this. This is not as simple as it looks like. Because yes, everybody will say, yeah, this one. But nobody's doing it. Because everybody is doing that one. Everybody. Because it starts when we were amoebas. It seriously started when there was male and the female. And for that, have you noticed the show-off of the males in the nature? My goodness, all the beauty and fantastic scenery of nature is that. Okay, that's in here, naturally. But I could understand that it's much, much easier to improve myself, to try this, because I have the best access to this. To the people, I don't have that real access, because whenever I talk, they are talking at the same time. They are thinking and they are not listening to me because they want to do the same thing for themselves. That's the opening of some thinking. Think about it. It's a serious stuff, and if you develop a feeling for the answer of this, you will change. You will start to care less about what other people think about me. If I'm not good and everybody thinks I'm good, what's the use of that? If I'm good and nobody understands that, so what? At least I'm good. I feel good. Let's start. Peter.
see my glasses.
Yeah.
All these ones.
This is why I left this here. I knew that it would happen. Yeah. I applied for a doctor today. He was talking about blah, blah, blah. I thought, wait a minute. After 17, nothing gets better. Mm. If it doesn't get worse, it's good, fantastic. Mm. So don't tell me get better. Yes.
Another story. In answer to the necessitarian, confirming power of choice and the validity of the commands and prohibitions, and showing that the necessitarian's excuse is not accepted in any religious sect or in any religion, and it does not save him from being duly punished for the actions which he has committed. Just as the necessitarian Iblis was not saved by saying, because thou hast made me err. And the little indicates the much.
Okay, what is this? You remember, we are talking about something, right? You remember the subject we were talking. Suddenly you say, let me tell you another story to answer the fellow who is talking about, do I have the choice or not? The fellow who says that I don't have the choice. I have to do this. This is forced to me. With all the excuses you remember, here we say, let me tell you another story about that, because I think you're forgetting this. Because when he's making up a story to answer a question, where is the question? The question is in you. You should think about this. Because this excuse that this fellow brings, it's not something invented, it's very popular. Yes.
A certain man was climbing up a tree and vigorously scattering the fruit in the manner of thieves. The owner of the orchard came along and said, O rascal, where is your reverence for God? What are you doing? He replied, if a servant of God eat from God's orchard the dates which God has bestowed upon him as a gift, why do you vulgarly blame stinginess at the table of the all-rich Lord?
Okay. The story is quite simple. A fellow, a thief, you don't understand it. And remember, you have no feeling for this, because I don't think any of you ever climbed a tree for the fruit. The fruit is in a box in the Safeway, or I don't know, wherever you're shopping. In Rumi's time, it's not like that. Lots of people will do it. In Rumi's time, you will not find someone who has never, ever grabbed an apple from a garden that is not his. That was quite obvious. I remember in my childhood, there is this little road that everybody is coming and going. The garden beside this, there is an old lady every single day. She is sitting down there like this. Because if not, the children will take all the fruit. There is no fencing in the door, an electrical fence, and blah, blah, blah. It didn't exist. So, in that time, a thief will climb a tree and he's knocking the fruits down. The guy comes in the old man and says, what are you doing? He says, a normal fellow taking the fruit that God has created and offered us and enjoying it. What's your problem? He knows that he's a thief, right? He knows that he is doing something illegal, but you have the good excuse for it that, oi, oi, oi. This is the fellow who says, nobody has a choice. Everything is like this. The universe is working like this. Therefore, what's your objection? What could be the objection of the fellow, the owner? Have you read the story? No. So you'll be surprised. Yes.
Oh, Abike, said he, fetch that rope. that I may give my answer to Belshazzar. Then at once he bound him tightly to the tree and thrashed him hard on the back and legs with a cudgel. He cried, "Pray, have some reverence for God. Thou art killing me miserably, who am innocent." He answered, "With God's cudgel, this servant of his is soundly beating the back of another servant. 'Tis God's cudgel, and the back and sides belong to him. I am the slave and instrument of his command."
Ah, so I want to beat him up. The worry beating him up. God's fellow. He's beating up the other God's fellow. This is how it works. What is your objection? Yes?
He said, "O cunning knave, I make a recantation of necessitarianism. There is free will. There is free will. Free will."
Ah. This is the highlight. This is the way Rumi will emphasize on something, right? You remember, he will repeat it 3 times in one verse. Here he will say, "Aha. I regret what I did. It's free will. Ikhtiyar. Free will, free will." As I explained several times, these words could not be translated, really. But this is the problem of poetry. Because in poetry, the word doesn't mean the real meaning that it has other places, right? So here, there is one word that is being repeated again and again and again. And they translated free will. But Rumi doesn't mean free will. He means free will, but he means more than that. Do you remember I said animals, they have good and bad? We human beings, no. Good and bad is for them. Because we know that nothing is good, nothing is bad. Depends when, where, why. Today somebody put 8 times, throw a needle in my hand. Is it good or bad? This was a doctor and I'm doing medical. It's not bad. Yes, it was painful. Oh, this is what it is. We know something else. Do you remember? I try to explain it. It's good stuff for everyone, all together, something like that. In Arabic language, it's khair. Okay? Ikhtiyar means choosing the khair. Ikhtiyar doesn't mean free will. It means choosing the best one, choosing the good one for all of us. That's what it is. Because I'm here and my brain is choosing for me. No, we learn that I should choose for we. That's what we call ikhtiyar. So it's much more than free will, is attending to this complex relationship and my duty. Do you remember? I have to stand up and be responsible. Being responsible, because when you choose good and bad, you're irresponsible. You choose for yourself. This is that, choosing responsibly for all of us. That's what it is. The juice of the word. So he will repeat it, that it's that, it's that, it's that. It's being good, understanding the real goodness, not good and bad, which are two sides of one coin. Yes.
His power of choice